piping porridge. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Greg, I'm sure you had the same experience growing up that I did. Push milk. I would come home from school and my mother would have a nice big cold glass of milk for me. Glug, glug, glug.
Uh-huh.
I loved it.
Well, I didn't because I had my formative years in China.
Uh-huh.
In wartime, we couldn't get milk. We got a powdered product that was called Klim, which is milk spelled backwards.
Klim.
So that was dissolved in water, and then I was given that to drink, and I just couldn't do it. It was just absolutely vile. So I hated milk until we came to this country when I was 11 years old. And my mother started buying what she thought was milk, and I loved it. It was rich. It was creamy. And when I looked at the carton, and when she looked at the carton, ultimately, it said half and half.
You were drinking
well,
a glass
not only
of
that, but I became a little pudgy.
I dare say. One of our favorite writers for the New York Times is Mark Bittman, a wonderful food writer. He wrote a column called Got Milk? You don't need it.
Right.
Here's a guy who, as he says in his column, suffered from heartburn all of his life. It was just sort of assumed that he was neurotic because he was resisting eating and drinking and so forth. And he says, well, okay, I was neurotic. So what? But the fact was, at the time, the American Dairy Association and the U.S. government, too, were encouraging people to drink 4 8-ounce glasses of milk a day.
Yes.
He said, that's 2 pounds.
A day.
2 pounds.
Right.
He says, we don't consume
two pounds of anything. Our per capita consumption of soda pop is only a pound a day.
It's only a pound a day.
But he was just popping these pills, like Tums. I think he was taking Prevacid.
Yeah.
And
it's a proton pump inhibitor.
Yes.
And his gastroenterologist told him that it was benign.
And he followed a 7-year period of trials of various quote-unquote cures, including licorice pills, lemon juice, antibiotics, and Pepcid also.
Yeah.
And almost anything else that he says might give my poor, sore esophagus some relief. And at one point, his physician suggested that maybe he take a vacation from various foods, that maybe there were some foods he was eating that could be causing his problem. And so he said 3 months ago, he decided to give up dairy products as a test. And he said within 24 hours, his heartburn was gone.
Gone, never to return.
Yes.
How about that, folks? Cured. This man is cured. He says now he can devour linguine puttanesca with anchovies and go to bed an hour later and no problems.
No problem.
Whatsoever.
No heartburn.
He's not going to get up in the middle of the night rolling around in bed and so forth. Fellow heartburn sufferers will be totally impressed.
So he gave up dairy.
Yeah.
And he had no problem. And I think a lot of people, if they gave up dairy, would have no problem.
What's the problem here?
The problem, John, and I've given a lot of thought to this. When we're born, we nurse on our mother's milk. That's the most ideal situation.
That's okay.
When we're weaned, we shouldn't be drinking milk anymore.
Yeah.
And yet we do continue to drink milk. And that's an individual thing, too, because some of us maybe have a lot of lactase in our systems that can break down the lactose.
That's right. So we
tolerate the milk and we have no problem with it. There are a lot of people who lose this ability to metabolize lactose because their enzyme levels of lactase are much lower or even totally gone. And that's when you have huge problems with milk. Bloating and gaseous, and you might get diarrhea, and there are all these other problems from having had too much milk. Now, if you have yogurt and cheese, these have much lower levels of lactose. And so a lot of people who are lactose intolerant, they can usually eat cheese and yogurt and not have a problem. It varies from individual to individual, but basically that's the case.
Yeah, and it's simply a matter of fact that the overwhelming majority of humankind has exactly this genetic inclination for their body to quit producing lactase at about the age of 1.5 or 2 years. And so it very rapidly declines to a point where it disappears because the body doesn't do stuff that it doesn't need to do.
That's
it's
right.
not going to produce enzymes if they're not needed. That's this is true for lots of people. But for people who live in Northern Europe, they're in a slightly different situation, and their bodies never did accommodate to that.
Mm-hmm.
They still are consuming quite a bit of milk. They need it for the vitamin D and all kinds of
Yes, they
things.
Do. They do need it for the vitamin D. You don't need to have milk, though, for the calcium. You can get that from leafy green vegetables. Vitamin D in a north climate, you might need to take supplements for because it's a sunshine vitamin.
Yeah.
And the sunshine is really too weak in the wintertime to do your body any good in terms of producing vitamin D. And we're not only talking about cow's milk.
Cow's milk, goat milk.
We're talking about animal milk.
Animal milk.
They're going to have lactose in it, and so you might be lactose intolerant. You can always use soy milk if you want to be cooking with it. I like to drink milk with peanut butter. If I'm having a slice of bread with peanut butter on it, I need my milk. And if I'm eating a brownie or a chocolate chip cookie, I want my milk. Yeah. Those are the only occasions.
Cereal, just a cup, maybe. That will be enough. And when you're done with that, come back and listen again next week to
The Food Guys. Dum 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 d